Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslofi.
This week, at a gathering of pastors, one pastor approached me with a word of caution. He said that it bothered him that we use terms like the culture war to describe the battle for ideas that takes place on a daily basis inside the Capitol, the courts, and the media. He said that it makes those of us who profess faith in Christ seem insensitive and uncaring. He said that it also takes our eye off the ball, which is evangelism, not preserving the culture. Surprisingly, I agreed with him on some points. The reason for our existence is to glorify God, to point people to Him, and to lead them to a saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. I also worry that sometimes people tend to equate godliness with America's system of government. America's system of government will someday fall by the wayside as it corrodes from within, just like the governments of ancient Greece, Rome, and the once mighty British Empire. Nothing stays the same. Governments are always in flux, and they eventually fail because they're run by fallible humans. As Christians, we should never deify government or the founding fathers. Government is simply a tool, a mechanism, if you will, to allow fallible humans with divergent views to coexist as peacefully as possible in a civil society. It's also important to point out that it was never meant to create heaven here on earth, something that the promoters of utopian concepts fail to recognize. All that to say that what we're involved in is a balancing act. Those with completely different worldviews trying to live together semi-harmoniously while we occupy the same piece of real estate. What my friend the pastor doesn't realize is that not everyone plays by the same rules. There are those for whom the end really does justify the means. There are those who spend every waking moment of every day trying to rid society of every last vestige of religion. And there are those who believe that government, not parents, know what's best for children. It's a constant struggle and it goes on every day. Capitulating will not make efforts at evangelism any more successful. In fact, it will just make them more difficult. There have actually been bills introduced that would have made preaching God's word in public illegal. And as I think back over all the bad bills that we've killed over the years, I wonder what Montana would look like if we had not been willing to fight the battle. Just in the past decade, same-sex marriage would have been legalized and pastors would have been barred from preaching against it from the pulpit. We would have statewide sex education beginning in kindergarten, churches would now be paying taxes, protesting at abortion clinics would be illegal, and simply praying would be considered a form of protest. Pastors would no longer be allowed to do marriage counseling, homeschool and private school children would have to report to the public schools for testing, taxpayers would now be paying for contraceptives for any teenager who wanted them, churches would be forced to hire homosexuals and others who didn't believe in their doctrine, and the list goes on and on. It may be uncomfortable to say that we're involved in a culture war, but in reality, we are. I have no doubt that God's word will continue to be preached. The question is, will it be preached legally or illegally? It's something worth thinking about. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslofi reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.